Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas and never worries from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for the next 2 hours. We get yet another new number. It's 855-915-WMFO. Or in numerical speak, 855-915-9636. Okay. I'm going to honor a request to kick off the show for Richard from Winthrop. And then after that, who knows? These are Desperate Hours.
And talk out loud.
We'll be right back.
Backing track for at least the next couple of weeks. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that getting free information about diabetes just got easier. Call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. This is a public service announcement of the National Diabetes Education Program and the Naturally Sweet pals here at WMFO in Medford. Yeah, 614, and the strong men are backing me up with a track called Hercules Unchained, originally released in 1961 on the Linda label, but I'm getting it off the compilation, The East Side Sound, 1959-68, came out in 96 on Dionysus. Anyway, you just heard The Strange Loves and Rhythm of Love. That's a B-side to Nighttime. Came out in 1965 on the Bang label. Before that, The Vibrations did So Blue. Originally released on Checker in 1960. I got off this compilation I got up at Todd Farm last weekend called Sweet Soul Sounds Volume 1. No label. Probably a bootleg. But anyway, Vibrations, it's So Blue. We kicked it off by request for Winthrop. Richard out there in Winthrop listens every week. Bo Diddley and Mumbling Guitar from the Have Guitar Will Travel LP. Came out in 1960 on Checker. Yes. Hats off to Julia and Heather for another great arcade radio show broadcast. Every week from 5 to 6. Check it out. Not sure if Danny... I don't even know if Danny's back from Florida yet. But anyway, I'm not sure. So coming up, well, in theory, in about 2 hours or an hour and 45 minutes will be the lounge. We shall see. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back. Just in time, Dickie.
Hello? Hello? This is Dick Cannon, private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
A friend of mine gave me 10 little bottles of some special stuff that he had brewed up himself. So I took it and hid it down in my basement. But my wife found out about it, and she told me to get rid of it or else. Since I didn't like the way she said, or else, I went down there and proceeded to carry out her instructions. I set the 10 little bottles on the drain board, picked up the first bottle, pulled the cork out of it, and poured it down the sink. That is, all except one little swaller, which I drank. I picked up the next bottle and I pulled the sink out of it and I poured it down the sink. All except one little swaller, which I drank. I picked up the next cork and I pulled the sink out of it and I poured it down the bottle. All except one teensy-weensy little swallow, which I sank. I usually have a little difficulty with this number. You see, I come from a great long line of stinkers, drinkers. I had an uncle that drank a quart a day every day of his life. No kidding. He could drink a quart and not even stagger. Heck, he couldn't even move. We told him, we says, you better quit drinking that stuff. It's gonna kill you. Sure enough, it killed him. He died last year at the age of 102. Well, don't laugh. We dug him up last week. He looks better than y'all do now. Guy back here asked me, says, what's the difference between a drunk and an alcoholic? Well, I'll tell you. Us drunks don't have to attend all them dang old meetings, you know? Don't you know one little thing? You better not say nothing against my wife, Buster, because I'll have you know that I got the wifest little nice in the whole United States.
You say you will when you won't. You tell me you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? Oh, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. No, honey, don't. Hey, honey, don't. Say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Baby, and you ought to know, I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. So, hey, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. morning you don't look right. You've been out of paint in the town. Uh-huh, baby, you've been slipping around. So, uh-uh, hey, honey, don't.
And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me.
6:33 Eastern Time. Yes, we've already wasted a half an hour on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Yes, the new backing track, a band called The Strongmen. They were from East L.A. in the early 60s. And a track called Hercules Unchained. I got the compilation, Dionysus compilation, came out in 96. The East Side Sound, 59 to 68. This track was originally released on the Linda label in 1961. Anyway, you just heard the Beatles from 1964, December to be exact. And I'm a Loser, where they covered Kyle Perkins' Honey Don't, which preceded it, from 1956 on the Sun label, B-side to Blue Suede Shoes. Before that, Johnny Bond from 1964 on the Starday label did 10 Little Bottles. And then before the Dick Cannon bumper, and by the way, I still look for them. All I got to do is make a WAV or an MP3 and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's CoffeeandSmokes at verizon.net. Keep it clean, guys. And all I got to do is mention the Desperate Hours, WMFO, and yours truly, Alex, and all their possible combinations. Anyway, before Johnny Bond, here at His Majesty's Coachman, something I think I played recently, a track called I Don't Want to See You, originally released on the Gemini label in 1967. I got off the compilation Fuzz Flakes and Shakes Volume 4, came out on Bacchus Archives in 2001, and then a chance from Greece. I was prompted by a post that my colleague Dinos over WHRB's on the Our Little Rendezvous, part of the Record Hospital family of shows, and he posted the I'm Coming Back, originally released on the Music Box label in Greece. I got off the compilation, which he gave me, Greek Garage Bands of the 60s. Came out in Music Box International in 1997. New number, 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. You can still call locally at 781-350-3264. Yeah. If you dial the old 617-627-3800 number, it's going to go straight into voicemail. So don't bother. And we have Skype, but I don't know. I don't know if I want you watching me. Well, I got all sorts of nasty habits I can do in private when you're not looking. These are Desperate Hours.
me.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
I was walking with my family, taking the air one summer's eve, when three of the girls were just passing along, stopped in their tracks and said us one.
Look, Batman has got his head cut on.
It was true, I cannot deny that. Now I took my head cut like I've been told, and did something most considerably bold. I tipped that hat to those three girls, and they followed us all around the world. They said,
"Man, you are so suave."
It was true. There was no doubt. Now in 2 or 3 hours we got to the club. Me and Eve and my three new loves. The rest of the head coach all was there, and the audience all stopped to stare. They said,
"They got their head coats on, now dance already."
And they did. It was good,
yeah.
Everybody said so.
Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yep, a new backing track is a band called The Strongmen. The track that was originally released on the Linda label in 1961. It's called Hercules Unchained. I got off the compilation, The East Side Sound, 1959 to 68. Came out in 96 on Dionysus. You just heard The Headcoats from the Earls of Suavedom LP, came out in 1990 on Crypt, and My Seventh Girl Eve with Miss Ludella Black singing background. For that, you heard Sue Thompson and Norman. Ooh! Came out in 1961 on the Hickory label. For that, Nancy Sinatra from the How Does It Grab You, How Does That Grab You LP. Came out in 1966 on Reprise, and Sorry About That. And we kicked off the set with the Checkmates. Not sure where they were from. The original release was on the Champ label, 1967. Name of the track was called Talk to Me. I got it off a compilation, Psychedelic Crown Jewels Volume 2. Came out in Gear Fab, God knows when. 855-915-9636. Outside of the Boston area, 781-350-3264. In the Boston area. Hopefully I can answer the phone here. Because nothing looks even remotely familiar. But anyway, I don't know. I come in here every week and nothing looks familiar. All right, this next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Need your love, and if I lose you, I'm gonna die.